I was talking to you about the weather in Perth in Western Australia at the beginning of the show, telling you that some of the West Australian towns have been swamped, and the town of Northam, northeast of Perth, was lashed by 38 millimetres in less than half an hour yesterday, 108 millimetres across 27 hours. Well, somebody very close to the Night Shift program was actually in Northam today and drove through the floods and is now in Perth. And his name's Victor. And he happens to be Jess's dad, who's in WA listening to the program. G'day, buddy.
Hello, Lukey. It's been a while.
How are you, mate?
I'm well. How are you tracking?
I'm going very, very well. God, there's a lot I'd like to talk to you about, but we'll talk about the weather first. You were actually in Northam today.
I was. I've been here since last Tuesday, and I've been staying in Perth because I couldn't get accommodation in Northam. So we knew the weather was ugly today. We drove through it, but it got worse during the day, and we drove through the floods, and we saw lots of it, and both in on the farms and in the town of Northam, because we went back there for lunch.
So just describe it. Like, is it a sea of water?
It's a sea of water. Luke, you could see the runoff. What must have happened is it came down very quickly. I mean, they got rain on Monday. I was there Monday, and they were happy about it because that was slow and steady. And then Tuesday, they got a break. We had a dry day. And then Tuesday night, I was back in Perth, and I could see the lightning and thunder. And sure enough, when we got up this morning, it was heavy rain. And as we were driving, it was quite dangerous on the road, especially when you're crossing a road train coming the other way, and you can feel, you know, the car shifts as your slipstream goes past. The farmers were noticing a lot of damage. I mean, it was absolutely teeming down when we were driving through the farmlands, and they were out starting their repairs. Fences were down. Some of the crossings over the creeks had collapsed. We, even though we were in a four-wheel drive, there was one crossing I aborted. I had to reverse out of there because it looked unstable. It was eroding very quickly on me, and there would have probably been, you know, maybe 30 centimetres of water. Mm. And I didn't want to take that risk, so we got out of there.
Are you a bit like me? Whenever you see news footage of floods, whether it be in Perth or quite often far north Queensland or wherever it is, and the news footage always shows cars stranded in the middle of rivers and vehicles that are stranded in causeways. And are you like me? Do you wonder to yourself, why did you try?
Yeah, absolutely. We there was no way I was going to take that risk, Luke, especially on unstable roads. We're talking about gravel. It wasn't sealed roads where we were, and there was a lot of water gushing everywhere.
Yeah.
Some of those creeks had broken their banks. It had washed away soil because we're in the wheat belt, as you know, and it's wonderful, wonderful area for farming. But they were absolutely smashed, and it's just taken out the topsoil, and water's just gushing everywhere.
What are you doing there, by the way?
I'm working with a company called Northam Resources, aptly enough, and we're talking to farmers to get consent to get on their land and just test the areas for what we believe there could be some minerals down there.
Okay. Good on you. You get about. This is Jess's dad, Victor, who's in Perth right now, but he was in Northam yesterday. These towns have been absolutely swamped. Just while you're there, you have also become a quickie master. You realise that, don't you?
Apparently.
Now,
yes.
What was the one that you suggested last week? It was a beauty. It was Boney Moroney by Hush, wasn't it?
That was the one?
Yeah, it went for 4 days, so well done.
Wow, is that long? So yeah. It was a little bit difficult?
No, that was a little bit difficult. On a scale of difficulty, I would put it up there as a 7. I think we've had 2 weeks. I think we've had a couple that have gone nearly 2 weeks. I had one yesterday that went for 2 days. I'll give you a listen to it, okay? So Victor, this was one yesterday after 2 days. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Okay, here it comes. That was it.
You're kidding.
That was it. And I didn't give away any clues on day one. No, because your daughter, if I give away a clue, if I make it too easy, she's into me. So that's why that is a little bit tough.
That's ridiculous. It'd take me 2 years and I still wouldn't pick it.
Well, the clue was a song you all know, an early hit from one of the world's biggest rock and roll bands. That was the clue.
Yeah.
Give it to you again. Someone got it.
Unbelievable.
And it was this. That was it.
Fantastic.
And someone got it. So I've got a brand new quickie today. I can't play it to you on air because as soon as I play it, Jess will be inundated with calls wanting to have a crack at the quickie. We don't do that till later on. But thank you. Thank you for your input. And can I just invite you to continue to contribute to the quickie? If something comes to mind that you think is Triple M classic rock, something maybe from your childhood, Victor, or just a classic rock song you like, pass it on and we'll do it, okay?
Happy to do it, Luke. And by the way, I'm just, as I speak with you, I'm in the hotel room and I'm looking into the distance and there's lightning everywhere. And I think we're going to get some more rain tomorrow. Let's hope it's not as ferocious today. By the way, in Northam, McDonald's was flooded and Bunnings was flooded.
Yeah.
They were inundated with water and it was quite high, apparently, lots of damage.
Yeah, I read a news story in the opener to the program about a local businesswoman, her name Joanne Lee. She said the streets were like rivers and she said you couldn't even see the Bunnings and it was only 100 metres away. She said you couldn't see the Bunnings. So there you are.
Yeah. Visibility was terrible. It was dangerous on the roads.
Victor.
And you couldn't do the speed limit.
Victor, lovely to talk to you, buddy. We'll talk again soon. You take care.
You too, Luke. Great chatting.
Good to chat with you too. Bye-bye. That's Jess's dad, Victor, who gave us Boney Maroney by Hush as a quickie. And it wasn't a bad suggestion, but there he is. He's on the road. He's in WA. A little on the spot update. 133353 is the phone number. This is the Night Shift and Triple M.